Unfortunately, last night the shiur was not recorded properly, and we will be going over the shiur again. Now, it will obviously not be with the same excitement and drama of last night's shiur, but hopefully all the points will be there, and I guess in a certain sense, for the listener, it might be more concise and quicker. So, here goes. As promised from previous shiur, today we were going to deal with Tosos' fourth kasha on Rashi. Just let's review. Rashi, if you recall, maintained that one can daven early in shul with Kriya Shema, and then biyotze your mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema later al hamita. In other words, if you daven early in shul before Tzeis HaKochavim, so Rashi says, you could say Shema earlier in shul with the brachos, and you'll biyotze the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema later al hamita. Tosfos had a slew, four kashas. We, yesterday, zeroed on the fourth kasha. We dealt with two of the other main kashas in the previous shiur, and yesterday's subject of yesterday's shiur was dealing with Tosfos' fourth kasha on Rashi. So Tosfos basically says as follows, V'od kasha dimkein paskinin k'rav Yeshua ben Levi di'amer tfilos be'emtza tiknum perish be'emtza ben shnei kriyashma ben kriyashma d'shachmas ben kriyashma d'yarvis v'anan kaim lan k'rav Yochanan damar l'kaman ezu ben olam haba zeh asomach kula shel arvis l'tfila. So Tosfos asks here an obvious question. Right, there's a halacha that even at night one has to be somech kula l'tfila. And therefore, how can Rashi say you're fulfilling the mitzvah of kriyashma at night al hamita? If you already said Shmona Esrei earlier in shul, so back then, when you said Kriya Shema, you weren't fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa, so you don't have smichas gula l'tfila. And we know we paskin like Rav Yochanan, that you need to have smichas gula l'tfila even at night. So where's the smichas gula l'tfila according to Rashi, if you're going to say your Kriya Shema al hamita, and if your Kriya Shema al hamita is serving as your mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema? So we pointed out that in the Rishonim that you have in your smooth packet, three terutzim were offered as to how come, according to Rashi, no smichas gula l'tfila is necessary. So he first gave the simplest teretz of the Orzarua, which was Mara Makom number 10. Again, this shir is Sugya Beis, smichas gula l'tfila, in the packet. And in Mara Makom number 10 in Sugya Beis, the Orzarua answers for Rashi, as Tosfos himself seems to imply when he raises the question on Rashi. He says that Rashi is not paskling like Rav Yochanan. The Gemara on Daf Dalam Beis brings down a machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Yeshua ben Levi, where Rav Yeshua ben Levi argues, and he says, no, at night, you do not need to be somech gula l'tfila. Rather, at night, you can, and you're supposed to have Shmona Esrei, followed by Kriyashma. Tfilos be'emtza tiknum is the shita of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Only in the morning do you have to be somech gula l'tfila. But in Maariv, you don't have to. And therefore, in fact, Orzarua says, Rashi paskins like Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and the ideal scenario, according to Rav Yeshua ben Levi, is to actually be yotze, your mitzvah of Kriya Shema d'Oraisa, al hamita, because then you'll have tfilos be'emtza tiknum like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So it comes out that according to the Orzarua's approach, according to the Orzarua's approach, the machlokas between Rav Yeshua ben Levi and Rav Yochanan, okay, is gufa what Rashi and Tosfos are arguing on. Tosfos passes like Rav Yochanan, that you need to be somech gula l'tfila at night, and Rashi passes like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. What's the machlokas, Rashi and Tosus? That's goof of the machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. And that we'll deal with later on in the shir, what exactly the analysis of that machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan is. So that's the first teretz that's given, that Rashi ain't a chinami. He doesn't need smichas gula tefillah at night because he passes like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The second teretz is that of the Rashba, one of the more famous terutzim, and that is that, this is Rashba in Maramakum number 8, that Rashi said the opinion that tefillah b'tzibur is a greater priority than smichas gula tefillah of Mariv. That true, smichas gula tefillah is something that's necessary, but here we have a scenario where you won't be able to find a minion and a tzibur to daven shmoneh esrei with a tzibur, and therefore it's preferable to daven b'tzibur shmoneh esrei than be somech gula l'tfila of arvis, especially arvis which is rishus. Okay, what this machlokas is, we weren't masbir, because as we'll see, this is not these terutzim, these initial terutzim, is not the subject of the shir. This is really for a later sugya, mitzvah Hashem. You'll all join us throughout the year. We will deal with this at a later time. This issue as to whether tefillah b'tzibur is a greater priority or smichas gula tefillah is a greater priority. Okay, and the issue of smichas gula tefillah in arvis, maybe that's the reason why tefillah b'tzibur is a greater priority or not. That will be dealt with at a later time. So far we have two terutzim. One terutz is Rashi doesn't need smichas gula tefillah because smichas gula tefillah is unnecessary according to Rashi, because we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who doesn't require smichas gula tefillah at night. Second terutz is that of the Rashba, that ein achinami, we pass like Rav Yochanan that smichas gula tefillah is necessary at night. The only thing is, we're in a situation where we're not going to be able to get a tzibur later on at night, and therefore tefillah b'tzibur being a greater priority than smichas gula tefillah at night, okay, tefillah b'tzibur outweighs it, and therefore there one of them has to give, and the one that gives is smichas gula tefillah, in order that tefillah b'tzibur can be properly recited. Next, we then pointed to Maramakum number 11, where Tosus brings the Shita of Amram Gon. It's not really dealing with Rashi, but it's definitely a possible teretz for Rashi. That since we paskin, what does Rav Amram Gon says? That we paskin not like the Gemara there on Dal Amud Beis, because what Rav Amram Gon holds is that the whole machlokas on Dal Amud Beis between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi is only if you assume tefillas arvis is chova. There's a machlokas in Perek Dal whether tefillas arvis is rishus or tefillas arvis is chova. We happen to paskin tefillas arvis is rishus. The Gemara in Dal Amud Beis, where you argue whether you need smichas gula the tefillah according to Rav Amram Gon, is only if you hold tefillas arvis is chova. And therefore, says Rav Amram Gon, we do not require smichas gula tefillah at night. Why? Because we paskin tefillas arvis v'shus. So Rav Yochanan is only saying his halacha because he holds smichas gula tefillah. Okay, but he's only saying his halacha that smichas gula tefillah at night is necessary because he holds tefillas arvis is chova. We paskin tefillas arvis is v'shus. And therefore, the whole machlokas is irrelevant, and therefore, there is no need to be somech gula litfila at night, and that as well can be what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that, or Rashi can hold that the reason why there is no need for smichas gula litfila at night is not that we paskin like Rav Yeshua ben Levi, not that we don't paskin like Rav Yochanan. Rather, the whole sugya on Dal Amud Beis is irrelevant because both Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, okay, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they're only arguing if you assume tefillas arvis is chova. But if you assume tefillas arvis is rishus, then for sure there's no need to be somech gula l'tfila. So those are the three major terutzim that are given in the Rishonim. Now, we're going to offer one more terutz, which is going to be the springboard to tonight's shiur. And that is, I just want to give a little bit of an introduction to this terutz. You see, the first three terutzim that we mentioned are all assuming the following. They're all assuming that Tosos' assumption that Rashi does not require smichas gula l'tfila at night is a correct assumption. And they all give reasons why Rashi does not demand smichas gula tfila, either because he passed like Rishum and Levi, or because tfila b'tzibur is more important, or because tfila tzara is a shufas. But they all agree with Tosus' assumption. So, however, as some in the Beis Medrash, in the preparation for the Yarchei Kala, you hear this, Dr. Kallis, big crowd last night. So, they all asked, what's going on in this whole sugya here? Why is Tosfos and all the Rishonim assuming that Rashi doesn't have smichas gula tefila? Rashi does have smichas gula tefila. He has smichas gula tefila where? In the earlier davening. All Rashi's missing that he's making up later on with Kriya Shema Amita is the mitzvah d'Oraisa. The mitzvah d'Oraisa of Kriya Shema. What does the mitzvah d'Oraisa of Kriya Shema have to do with smichas gula tefila? In the earlier davening, according to Rashi, you have the birchas Kriya Shema, you have the full Kriya Shema, all three parshios, and then you're moving into Shmoneh Esrei. That's smichas gula tefila. So you don't have the mitzvah d'Oraisa? What's going on? What's the whole kasha? You have smichas gula tefila. So it's obvious that for some reason all these Rishonim are assuming that you cannot have smichas gula tefila unless you have the mitzvah d'Oraisa of Kriya Shema. Strange. We'll get back to that. And we'll get back to trying to understand what all these other Rishonim are holding. Simply for Rashi, now we'll move to the fourth teretz, you can say that Rashi holds there is smichas gula tefila. In the earlier davening, when you're doing before tzeis, you're not being yotzei mitzvahs kriya shema d'oraisa, so what? All the themes of gula are being said in the kriya shema that you're saying with the brachos kriya shema earlier. And if you remember yesterday, if you remember in the first year, we said there's Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan going on. It's, right? There's Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan with all the other two parshios. In fact, the main parsha for Geula is not even a Kriya Shema D'Oraisa. It's the third parsha of Kriya Shema, which according to Rashi, you don't even have to repeat later on. And that's the main parsha of Smichas Geula Tzvila. Now, it would be nice if we had a Rishon. So it comes to say this in Rashi. So, originally I couldn't find one. Although, I pointed out, the Be'er Halacha, in Be'er Halacha, if you read the Be'er Halacha, Mar Makom 17, the end of the Be'er Halacha, the way he understands the Shittas Hagra, it's clear he understands Rashi this way, that you do not need the mitzvah d'Oraisa. All you need is the saying of Kriya Shema with its brachos, even if it's not the mitzvah d'oraisa, in order to have smichas gula tefila. But Be'er Halacha is, you know, Chofetz Chaim, and definitely we can rely on him, but it would be nice if we had a Rishon. So, a Talmud of mine, Yoni Hanwerger, who was preparing with me, also at the Shiurim, he found in the Sefer Am Mordechai, scanning the Sefer Am Mordechai, the Sefer of a fellow Willig's father, Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita, that he also brings up this issue, and he, Baruch Hashem, he quotes a Tshuvas HaRavid, which we couldn't find in the Tshuvas HaRavid, but he quotes it in the Tshuvas HaRavid Simon Reish Mem, difficult to find because we only can find a Siman up to Siman Reish Lamed Beis, both in the Sefer and both in the Bar Ilan. But anyway, he quotes a Chuba Saraiva that says specifically that one can be Mekayim Smichas Gula Tfila as long as you have Kriya Shema and the Birchas Kriya Shema, even if it's before the Zman, even if it's before Tzitzit Kol Chavim, even if you're not going to be Yotze, the Mitzvah Daraisa of Kriya Shema. That's exactly what we say, and that's the Pashas HaRashi. Now, you might ask, so what's the idea? Let's now zero in on Rashi. What is the idea then? You don't need the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, we're saying, of Kriya Shema. What's the idea of Smichas Gula Tzvila? So we're going to see, it's very mistaber that you should not need the Mitzvah D'Oraisa. If you look to Rashi on Dal and Beis, Rashi Dal and Beis Dira Mascha Zeh Somech. Right, he quotes if Yushalmi that we have also in Maramukkam number four. So Rashi quotes this Yushalmi, and Yushalmi, in explaining Smichas Gula Tfila, gives a mashal. And he says, "Lema Dava Daima." What is it compared to? So it's compared to the servant who comes to the servant, the Eved, who comes and knocks on the door of the Melech, and he knocks on the door. And when the Melech comes out to the door, the Eved has taken off. He left. So he sees that the Eved left. So he takes off. So that's the same thing with Smichas Gula Tfila. That if he's saying Shema. So, you're right there in order to go into tefillah. And as soon as you then, okay, go into tefillah right off the heels of Kriya Shema and Geula and all these praises of Hashem, so then Hashem is right there ready to listen to your tefillah. Okay? And this is the way Rashi seems to understand the Yerushalmi. And with this understanding, so we understand that that's what Smichas Gula Tfila is. That Smichas Gula Tfila is that Tfila is Mechayiv, having Geula, the praise of Geula, the praise of Shema and the Geula beforehand, in order to take the Tfila and bring that Tfila to its appropriate level, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be ready to accede to your requests. And that's the idea. There's a servant, he first praises his master, and then he lodges his requests and needs. Again, this is saying that Rashi's vart is that Gula L'Tfila is Halach in Tfila, that we contribute to our Tfila by prefacing it with praise, making the Tfila acceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There would be a lacking in our Tfila without it. Thus, what we have now in summation, Rashi at all is not a problem that Tosfos raised on Rashi. There's no problem. We don't need the mitzvah of Kriya Shema D'Oraisa. All we need is Kriya Shema, its themes, especially the Derabbanan Kriya Shema themes of Geula, the whole Kriya Shema with the Derabbanan themes of Kriya Shema, with the Birchas Geula, going into Shmona Esrei, and that is the concept of Smichas Geula Tfila, to enable the Tfila to be an acceptable Tfila, and this could be done even without the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And therefore, no kasha of Tosfos on Rashi, as the Ravid says, because you don't need the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The earlier Kriya Shema, with its brachos that you're saying, during Ma'ariv, even though it's before Tzeis, will suffice for the Tefillah, which is Shayach, obviously before Tzeis. And therefore, you fulfill the mitzvah of Smichas Gula L'Tefillah. So up until now, things sound good. But now we're going to start the major shift. As my father always says, not so fast, Schlodowski. If you want, you could ask me one time what that's all about. So we have, and what we're gonna do now is list a slew of kashas. Four kashas to be exact. And then we will ultimately revamp our vision of Smichas Gula Tefillah. And after we revamp our vision and understanding of Smichas Gula Tefillah, we will then move over to Rashi again, once again, and maybe see, maybe there's another idea in Rashi as well. So here we go. So we'll start off with question number one. We have to ask ourselves, what in the world are all these Rishonim thinking? Right? Tosos is explicit, the other Rishonim as well, that according to Rashi, one is not Mekayim Smichas Gula Tefila because he's not fulfilling the mitzvah Kriya Shmo D'Oraisa when he's davening Shmona Esrei earlier than Seis. Who cares? Well, like we said, and like we answered for Rashi, he's saying Shema, he's saying the brachas, all the ideas of Smichas Gula Tefila are there, so he's not me Mekayim the mitzvah D'Oraisa of Kriya Shma. What's so bad? Like, well, why isn't there Smichas Gula Tefila there? Especially if you look at Rashi, look at the Rishonim, they're talking about the praises of Gula. What's going on? All these Rishonim seem to assume for Rashi. That you're not going to be Mekayim Smichas Gula Tefila without the mitzvah D'Oraisa. Without the mitzvah D'Oraisa of Kriya Shema. Why not? That's question number one. Question number two, from one of our junior Yarchei Kala members, one of our, again, the Shalshalas juniors, we have the Yarchei Kala juniors. So he asked the following question. According to the way we're explaining what, according to the way we are explaining, according to the way we are explaining Rashi now, that the idea of Smichas Gula Tefila is one that Tefila is Mechayev, the intro, the preface of the praises of Gula in order to make the Tefila a acceptable Tefila, or more readily acceptable Tefila. So comes Junior Yachid Kalam member, and he says, so if it's such so important, it's so key, so why don't they put that in the initial praises of Tefillah? We have Tefillah praises anyway. That's the way Shmona Esrei itself is structured. You start out with the first three brachas of Shavach, of praise. So we don't see Yetzias Mitzrayim being put there in the first three brachas of praise. And if it's so critical, why don't we have that during Mincha? Again, put it in the Shmona Esrei. As we know, there are times when you can't be so Smichas Gula Tefila. If that's the biggest side, we do it anyway in Shmona Esrei. So it's a little strange, according to this Yachei Kala Jr. member, it's a little strange to say the idea of Smichas Gula Tefila is one of praise to come into tefillah so that Hashem will answer our requests. You have that in Shmona Esrei already anyway. So stick in one more line of, you know, Goel, Goel Yisrael, Hagadol Hagibor Vanarav, Hagoel, Hagoel Yisrael. What's going on? Then we said, let's zero in on the Gemara. Let's zero in on the Gemara in Dalam at Beis. The Gemara in Dalam at Beis, if you read carefully the Machlokas of Yochanan and Rav Shua ben Levi as to whether you're Someh Gulul and Tefillah, there's a lot of Tzarech, there's some major Tzarech Ians going on, two in particular. The Gemara says, what's the Machlokas, whether or not at night you need to be Someh Gulul and Tefillah, or whether as Rav Shua ben Levi, Tefillah b'emtza tiknum, whether at night you say Shemona Esrei and then Kriya Shema. According to Rav Yochanan, you also mekula tefillah. You have Kriya Shema and then tefillah at night. What's the machlokes? So the Gemara says, Iba yaseim asfar and Iba yaseim akra. So we first said, it's very strange, the Gemara, when it says Iba yaseim asfar. What's the svar of machlokes? So the Gemara says, the Mishaila is, listen, we know that the Gula Ma'al Yisa, when was the Gula Ma'al Yisa? The Gula Ma'al Yisa is in the morning. And Rav Yochanan says, yeah, but still, there was somewhat of a gula at night. Paro already told them they can leave. So there's a gula. Might not be gula ma'aliyasa, but there's a gula, and therefore we are still mechgula tefil at night. Comes Rav Shua ben Levi, says, yeah, but when there's no gula ma'aliyasa. And since there's no gula ma'aliyasa, there's no need. So we said, like, what's the machlokas? They're both saying the same thing. Rav Yochanan says, oh, there's still a little bit of a gula, so therefore we're still mechgula tefil. Rav Shua ben Levi says, there's only a little bit of a gula, so we're not. Like, what are they arguing about? And even more powerful, Rav Shua ben Levi is not even giving a... Rav Shua ben Levi is not really even giving a svara for why Shmona Esrei should come first at night. All he's saying is, oh, you don't really need to go ahead and do what? And have Geula before Tefillah, because it's not a Geula Ma'alisa. But like, he is molded, there is a little bit of a Geula there in night, and he's not giving a reason to do it the other way. That's not a Svara. What's a Svara? Just because it's not a Geula Ma'alisa, therefore flip it and do it the other way? So where's the Svara in the first place? That's Kasha number one. Kasha number one being, what's the Machlokes, Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Not a and Rav Yochanan, it's not a gula ma'al yisa. Like, what's the nekunas ha-machlokes? It doesn't even seem to shtim. Like, so what if it's not a gula ma'al yisa? Is that a reason for Rav Yehoshua ben Levi to say not to do Kriya Shema before Shmona Esrei at night? Do it the other way? Then the Gemara says, Iba yaseh makra. Now, Iba yaseh makra, Rav Yochanan is more difficult. Right, you know, in Iba Yaseh Masvar, we said we don't really understand Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. In Iba Yaseh Makra, Rav Yochanan is difficult. What do you mean Kra? Kra means the Psukim are telling you this. What do you mean the Psukim are telling you this? What is the Psukim really telling you? So at least according to Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, when it says, B'shachvachav kumecha, the same way the Kima should be Samach L'mitaso, so to the Shechiva should be Samach L'mitaso. The Kriya Shema of Kima is Samach L'mitaso. So too the Kriya Shema of Shechiva is Samach L'mitaso. So there, Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, you see, it's Halach in Kriya Shema. The Kriya Shema should be Samach L'mitaso. And therefore the Tfilos are in the middle. But according to Rav Yochanan, how is that Shafach of Kumecha telling you anything about Tfilah? Tfilah is the Rabbanan. Even according to the Rambam, Tfilah is the Araisa. Three tefillahs a day, two tefillahs a day are not the Araisa. So how does it say, Shafachav Kumecha, the same way, right, the same way the Kima, you have Kriya Shema and then Shmona Esrei, so too at Shechiva, you should have Kriya Shema and then Shmona Esrei. Who's talking about Shmona Esrei in the Psukim? What is it, just code word? Is there really anything reflected in these Psukim? Even on a smachta level, even on an asmachta level, is there anything besides the asmachta of code attaching up their previous svara machlokes? Or is it really something that's reflected in the psukim themselves? Again, Rav Yochanan is talking about smichas gula tefillah. Shafachav kumecha is talking about kriyashma. especially the way we've been explaining according to Rashi, that Tzvichas Gula Tfila is Halacha in Tfila, that before Tfila you need to have, you know, praises. What's that going to do? B'Shavach HaVakumecha. Shavach HaVakumecha is Halacha in Kriyashma. Tfila? It's the Rabbanan. So, I pointed out that we have some other Nekudos that we can bring up right now, but now we're going to move over to one more Gemara. It's going to be a kasha, but it's going to be really the teretz for everything and the teretz for our revampage of our understanding, not only of Smichas Gula Tfila, but to answer these four kashas that we just mentioned, as well as hopefully going back to Shitas Rashi and understanding Rashi in light of this hopefully new understanding. So the Gemara on Yudalim Beis says something very wild. The Gemara on Yudalim Beis brings Rav Yochanan, the Rav Yochanan of Smichas Gula Tfila, of Ezu Ben Olam Abba, Zeh Asomech Gula Tfila, Shel Arvis. Rav Yochanan says, how should one, if he wants to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim shlema, how does one go about it? This is the Gemara Yudal on the Beis. Amar Rav Yochanan harotzeh sheyekabel alav ol malchus shamayim shlema. What should he do? He should yifne or yipane v'yitol yadav v'yikra kriyashm v'yaniach. Then he acts tefillin, v'yikra kriyashma v'yispalel, v'zui malchus shemayim shleima. In order to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim shleima, go to the restroom in the morning, wash negel vasa, put on tefillin, say kriyashma, davin yispalel, and this is malchus shemayim shleima. That's kabbalas ol malchus shemayim shleima. A shtickle a shtickle plia. This Rav Yochanan is a plia. See, it's one thing to say that to be mekabel alav o malchus shemayim shleim, I understand. Yipane, yitol yadav, yaniach tefillin. These are all the major preparatory activities for Kriyashma, which is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So to do a Shlema, you need the proper preparation. Go to the bathroom, wash Negel Vasa, put on Tefillin, which is critical for Kriyashma. Then you have Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim Shlema. But what does the Gemara then say? Yikra Kriyashma V'Yispala. What's the Yispalel? What does Yispalel got to do with what? What does Yispalel have to do with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim Shlema? Shlema. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim Shlema. Somehow, Yispalel is part of it. What do you mean, Yispalel? That you're davening for your requests. That's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim Shlema? Kriyashma is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Tefillah is a separate mitzvah. Avodah Shemalev, whatever. If it's a mitzvah d'oraisa at all. And if it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, you're davening for your requests. Avodah Shemalev, fine. The Rice of the Rabbanim, what? It's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Tefillah Rachamim Ninu. You're davening for Rachamim. For mercy. Hashem should take care of your needs. What's going on? So you could say this is just, you know, Rav Yochanan being on a roll. Don't take it too seriously, but that's not the way we work here. And then we pointed to a very powerful Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, in explaining why one is a Ben Olam Abba, again, this is the same Rav Yochanan on Yudalam Abayz, same Rav Yochanan who says, Ezu Ben Olam Abba, Zeh HaSomech Gula Tefillah. So this same Rabbi Yochanan comes and says as follows. Ezu ben Rabba zasomek ulatfila. Same Rabbi Yochanan says, You want to be mekabel of Aluch Hashemayim Shleima. Yipone vito yada v'niach tefillin v'kra kriyashma v'yispal al-zuhi. Kabbalas Aluch Hashemayim Shleima. So Rabbi Yona says, what is the great shakes of Smichas Gula Tefila? How is this a free ticket to Olam Haba? Pretty simple, right? Wrong, says Rabbi Yona. Because what he says is, what's going on at Smichas Gula Tefila? Not just that you're being a medactic b'mitzvahs, as the Ritva wants to say, oh, that's what you get Olam Haba. It's something fundamental to Smichas Gula Tefila. And he says as follows. He says, the reciting of Gula is really one of our accepting Hashem's authority. Several times the Torah emphasizes, Rabbi Yonah says, several times the Torah emphasizes that we were taken out of Mitzrayim to become servants of Hashem, avadim to Hashem, avdei Hashem, and therefore it is thus fitting to actively serve Hashem with tefillah, avoda shebelev, because the purpose of a geula is to then become Hashem's eved, and that is what avoda shebelev is. That is what tefillah is. Avoda, service, emotional service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Yonah goes on, additionally, I pointed out that some learn this as a separate idea in Rabbi Yonah, but I go with the va'od as being an additional idea, as opposed to inami. It's not always that way, but if it can be that way, we assume that way. So what's the va'od? The va'od is as follows. He goes on, he says, and not only that, tefillah, asking for your needs, is really a reaffirmation of what you expressed in Geula, in Shema, in Yitzias Mitzrayim, that being your emuna. But emuna has to be reaffirmed with bitachon. And where is bitachon? Where is bitachon? Bitachon is displayed in tefillah. Tefillah is not merely a shopping list of requests. But what is tefillah? Tefillah is a reaffirmation of your emuna, i.e. bitachon. When you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that we're dependent on and beholden to for all our needs, then you will daven to Hashem. So what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is, why are you in Ben Olam Abba? Because the Geula expression is mechayiv one to be oved Hashem, avodah shebelev, and it is mechayiv one to have bitachon. Emuna can't stop as emuna. It has to be put into practice, put into, be actualized with bitachon, that you believe not only in theory but in practice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that's going to answer your needs. That being the case, what we're really saying is, let's try to understand that, what is Geula? What is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That is the historical playing out of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is that we recognize Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ein Od Milvado. Our existence is dependent on Hashem. This then is played out in history in the second parts of Kriya Shema and the Birchas Kriya Shema of Geula, that Ein Od Milvado, that we're dependent on Hashem. Hashem is the one that took care of us, takes care of us, Hashkochas Hashem. And that Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, Shlema, if you will, starting with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, although the Rabbeinu Yonah himself doesn't mention this, but now we're putting it together with the Gemara and Yedal Amud Beis, is Gufa Mechayev Tfila. It's not that Tfila is Mechayev Kriya Shema and Geula as a preface to Tfila, but Pumfakert, Kriya Shema, Geula, which is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, demands actualization and reaffirmation of that Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim in Avodah Shebelev and expression of the Bitachon, which is the ultimately expressed in Tefillah. That's what Tefillah is all about. With this, we can now answer all our questions. Zui Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim Shleima. You don't have a Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim Shleima unless you are Yipone, you take care of your needs, Yitol Yadav, Negovas, put on Tefillin, Yaniach Tefillin, Kriyashma, expression of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, both in terms of the concept as well as it's being played out in history, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and finally culminating in actualizing it, both Bitaras Wat, Bitaras Avodah Shebelev, being actualized in Tefillah. And that's what it means, V'yispalel zuhi kabbalas ol malchus shamayim shleima. We then moved over and we said, Junior's kasha is not a kasha. Yachay kala Junior's kasha. What was this kasha? Kasha was, why didn't you put it in Shmoneh Esrei? Just stick it in as part of the praises, as part of the intro within Shmoneh Esrei of the praises of Shavach. And the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. What's the full, you know, smichas gula tefillah? Nah, not a problem anymore, because that's not what smichas gula tefillah is. Smichas gula tefillah is Shema, Krishma, being mechayev what? Kriyashma is mechayev the tefillah. Kriyashma is mechayev tefillah. Tefillah is not mechayev. Kriyashma is and geula as praises to benefit the tefillah. No. In order to have kabbalas ol malchus shamayim shleima of Kriyashma, Kriyashma demands is mechayev shmona esrei tefillah. Kriyashma Geula, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim is mechayev it. In fact, that's how one can understand the Yushalmi itself. And that's the Pashas HaYushalmi. And Rabbeinu Glanz even pointed out to a later Rashi, it's almost mefurish, that Rashi holds that it's Kriya Shema that's Mechayev Tefillah, not Tefillah being Mechayev Kriya Shema. Look at Rashi. Gula mi'orta lo havi. Hilkach gula de'orta lo chashiva la adure Allah smichas Tefillah. Gula d'orta lo chashiva lahadure ala smichas tfila. That sounds like the night Gula and Shema is not chashiv enough to demand smichas tfila. But go back to the Yerushalmi itself. The Yerushalmi is not saying for tefillah you should go ahead and do what? You should go ahead and sing the praises first with Geula. The Yerushalmi is saying, no. If you have Kriya Shema and you have Geula and you have the praises of Geula, you can't then go away. The opportunity is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to the door. It's mechayev of you. It's mechayev of you to go to the rain now and daven. It's like the person knocking on the door. You can't take off now. That's the mashal. The mashal is that Kriya Shema is mechayev tvila. Once you are mekabel ol malchus shemayim, how could you not go ahead and say tvila? How could you not go ahead now and do avodah shebelev? And ask your request, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, the bitachon is there. So why are you not asking for your needs right now? Do you have that proper bitachon? So what you see is that even the Yerushalmi could be understood in this light, and could be understood according to Rashi, that Kriya Shema is mechayev tefillah. Lost opportunity is the idea. Kriya Shema creates the opportunity, demands tefillah, is mechayev tefillah. Now let's go to the Gemara. Let's stick with the Ibai Yisei Makra first. Now we understand the Ibai Yisei Makra. Ibai Yisei Makra b'shachvacha v'kumecha, according to Rav Yochanan, it's not a problem anymore. Why is it not a problem anymore? Because it's a loch in Kriya Shema. That the ultimate, the same way in the morning, Kriya Shema has to be Kabbal Sal Malchus Mayim Shlema with Tefillah following it, so too at night, you need the Kabbal Sal Malchus Mayim Shlema. Shlema. Where the Kriya Shema is before tefillah. This is not a tefillah lacha. What was our kasha? Kasha was, what does B'shavach HaGumech have to do with tefillah needing its praises beforehand? It's a Kriya Shema pasuk. Ein achinami. Sviras gul la tefillah is a Kriya Shema lacha. It's not Kabbalah so machush amayim shleima. So Rav Yochanan says, the same way in the morning you need Kriya Shema and then tefillah, so too at night. Both times you need Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Shleima. And that you have with the affirmation of Tefillah coming on the heels of Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what does he hold? He holds no. He holds that the idea of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Shleima, Smichas Gula Tefillah, is a different idea. True, in the morning we have to underscore Shema and Geula, because that's when the Geula actually occurred, a Geula Malyasa. But the idea of Samach L'mitaso, the overall idea should be, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kriya Shema immediately in the morning and right before you go to sleep at night, so that the whole day is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. The whole day is one of accepting the yoke of heaven, describing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understanding in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Od Milvado, understanding that He is the one throughout history, Yetzias Mitzrayim Geula, the only one that runs the world, that we are beholden to and dependent upon. And in that tefillah, Be'emtza, meaning Be'emtza the whole day, that is permeating with Kabbalah Samach L'Shamayim, that you established Samach L'Mitaso from both sides of the day. Then you take your tfilos, and your tfilos all day long is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim Shleima. And now we can understand Svara. Ibayas Ema Svara. And by the way, if you look at Rashi, Rashi had said, we're not just talking about tfilos according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shachris and Mariv. He's even talking about Shachris Mincha and Mariv, because all the tfilos be'emtza tiknum. The demand is that all the tfilos should be one of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim Shleima. How do you have that? By sandwiching, circumscribing all the tfilos with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim from the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. What's Ibayis Ema Svara? Now we understand it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is just saying, since at night it's not smichas gula it's not a gula ma'ayisa, we do not have to underscore and emphasize what? You do not have to go ahead and emphasize Geula. And since you don't have to emphasize Geula at night, it's not as important. So he prefers to just do it in the morning when they have the Geula Shlema, and therefore revamp the ultimate idea of Smichas Gula Tfila, which is one of what? Which is one of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim Shleima. And the ultimate way of doing that, according to Yeshua ben Levi, is by sandwiching all the tfilos, okay, by your Kriyashma, by your Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. So that's his vort. He holds that because there's no Geula Ma'ayisa, you don't go ahead and have your Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim Shleima merely by what? Merely by having Kriya Shema followed by a tefillah. That you only do when you have to emphasize Geula. We don't need to emphasize Geula at night because it's not a Geula Ma'ayisa, and therefore there's a greater priority of sandwiching all the tefillos with Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim, circumscribing the tefillos, and then you'll have the Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim Shleima in all your tefillos, having been sandwiched around the Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. Rav Yochanan obviously holds, no. Since there's still a Geula Purta, what is necessary then is to go ahead and emphasize and underscore both in the morning and at night Geula, and therefore the way one is Makabal Alav Ol Malchus Shamayim Shleima, both in the morning and in the night, is through Geula Shema, Geula, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, followed with the reaffirmation of Tefillah as a Ohel Deshebalev and a reflection of your Bitachon. Hashta Deasas Lahachi, we then said, this could Gufa be Pshat in Rashi as well. Rashi back on Beis Amud Aleph. Although Ari Stern had a nice diuk in Rashi that really is not a kasha on what we've been saying, it's a kasha on the initial Ravid understanding, which is the approach we're going with, the Ravid mentioned from Willick Sefer. If you go back to Rashi, so what did we say in Rashi? We said in Rashi, that Rashi and Beis Amud Aleph holds you don't need the mitzvah d'oraisa. So we understand now why all the other Rishonim, our first kasha, why all the other Rishonim demanded Kriya Shema D'oraisa. Because since it's now that Kriya Shema Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim demands what? Is Mechayiv Tefillah. It's Halachin Kriya Shema Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. So you understand why all the other Rishonim, and even all the other Rishonim, Tosfos, and all the other Rishonim, even in Rashi, understand for Smichas Gula Tefillah, you need Kriya Shema, the mitzvah Kriya Shema D'oraisa, because this is not a halach in Tefillah, it's a halach in Kriya Shema D'oraisa, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim Shleima. But Rashi, we're going to say, he might not hold that. As the Ravid says, so what? Who needs Kriyashma Doraisa? You have the Kriyashma beforehand. But now, combining our first shiur, what we're saying now, we could say as follows. At this whole halacha of Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim Shlema, is not a halacha in the Doraisa Kriyashma. The Doraisa Kriyashma stands on its own 2 feet. Smichas Gula Tzilas, part of the Rabbanan institution of Kriyashma. It's the Rabbanan institution of Kriyashma, which is what? Which is the 3 parashios of Kriyashma, which were instituted when? Kedei la'amid b'tfilah midivrei Torah. We explain that as being Kriyashma, the Rabbanan was instituted as part of tfilah. So, the Kriyashma, the Rabbanan, with all its 3 parashios, culminating in the Geula Parsha, Geulas Mitzrayim, that is what is Mechayiv Tefillah, and that you have according to Rashi, even when you do not have the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyashma. And that ultimately is the machlokes between Rashi and the other Rishonim, whether this concept, it's the mitzvah d'oraisa that demands the Kabbalas Omachu Shamayim Shlema, or no, the Drabbanon. The truth is, it's Lishitaso and Tosos, if you remember, because remember Tosos held that the Kriyashma Drabbanon was merely a halacha that the Oraisa needs the context, the Kriyashma Oraisa needs the context of the other 2 parashios. So therefore, the whole halacha of Gula Latzfila also is that the Kriyashma Doraisa demands the context of not only the other 2 parshios, but Shmoneh Esrei as well. Ad kan v'lo yoyser. I mean, there is a lot more yoyser, but at least in terms of this tape, lo yoyser. Have a good night, and a good evening, and a good Shabbat.